The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is year-end update and 2018 strategic planning. Sounds pretty exciting, huh? Well, hang on, there's more ahead. But first, a couple of quick announcements. This is always a real kind of fun time of the year, the festivities and sharing with family and all those great things. But also, you know, this is sort of the time where we get to take a look back. And so that's what we're going to look at today is looking back and planning ahead and getting ready to put together your 2018 strategic plan. But first, I just want to say I've been really encouraged by some of the great emails and communication I've been getting from some of our listeners. Some of you guys are just kicking it in their real estate endeavors, and it's real exciting to see. You know, we have a Facebook group. Anyone listening can join. It's just got to look up Old Dogs, D-A-W-G-S, and join, and or submit your name, and we'll let you in the group. But it's just a good place to connect, to make contact, to, you know, for resources and so forth. I got a Facebook posting in our group by Dan Llewellyn, and he said this: closed on my first multifamily yesterday after 10 months of starting my journey. Thanks, Bill. You've been an inspiration. This is great news. I mean, congratulations, Dan. Man, you did it. You know, this is what we're all looking to do, you know, is to get to that point where we actually make it happen. And sometimes this is the hardest step. And then that's the one that Dan just took. He did it. He took the step. He purchased his first property, and it gets so much easier after that. That's awesome. Well, I think that's also a good lead-in, too, for our topic today on strategic planning. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, without a vision, people perish, and from Proverbs 29:18. And, you know, that's, I think that's really true. If you don't know where you're going and you don't have an idea or at least a target that you're heading for, it's really difficult to accomplish a lot of things. And that's what we're really taking a look at today. It says, you know, that most of what we're looking for is to be able to just set a roadmap, okay? A roadmap so that we can accomplish the goals that we got involved in real estate investing to accomplish. So this is that time of the year when I personally, I look back on what has been accomplished during the year, and I look ahead at what we want to accomplish in the year ahead. And the idea is to develop a strategic plan for the upcoming year, for 2018. As we approach the year, I'm actually really excited about completing this plan. To me, it's always just so positive to be able to start laying out and mapping out the strategies and all the things that you want to try to do to get to your goal. If you've just started out, for example, this could be a great time for you to really start putting your first strategic plan together if you haven't done it already. If you're already investing, it's a great time to review your 2017 plan. Look at the things, the goals you set out to accomplish and the strategies, and then look ahead to what you need to do, maybe tweak that goal or that plan for 2018. In this episode and next week, I will also explore the importance of careful preparation and planning for your 2018 plan and what is required. Now, developing a good strategic plan is very important if you are serious about reaching your real estate goals. Just buying a house here and there is not a plan, or even saying, well, I'll buy a house this year. Your strategic plan puts much more into it. Your goals and your perspective helps you define how you will achieve these goals and keeps you on track to achieve your goals. Now, as I'm reflecting back, just a personal thing is what I do is I go back and I look at everything that happened in the prior year. And I look at each step and look at, well, where I went awry, where I didn't do so good, where I did well. You know, one of the things that you got to understand in this process is you're not always going to make all your goals, and that's okay. That's all right. The idea is that you're shooting towards something and you're making headway each time you initiate one of these plans. So, you know, my goal was to reach 100 units, to buy 100 units additionally to what I have in 2017. And it didn't happen. So that could be something that could really set somebody off. It could be very discouraging. It could have just totally brought me down in the dumps. Oh man, I didn't do it. I'm set back now. Can I catch up? Can I still achieve my 1,000 units by 2020? And you don't want to go there. You look at it and you say, yeah, I didn't make it. I'm disappointed, but I'm just going to have to retool and go ahead and plan around that and try to increase the number of units next year and do some other tweaking to reach that goal. So I'm not discouraged. And that's what's important is that, you know, we have our priorities straight. It's so important to really look at what might have happened. And for me, it was pretty obvious. Yeah, there were some challenges in trying to find the properties that I'm looking for because I'm very picky. We were researching, evaluating properties, submitting LOIs, but it's very competitive out there. There's compressed cap rates. It's hard to find the properties that meet our criteria. You know, but everybody encounters that. That's not a big deal. The thing that really hit me, and it was close to the last quarter really, was that I had some issues that I had to deal with before I could move forward, and that was what was most important for me at that time. And that is, I had current properties that were not achieving their cash flow that I wanted them to. They were not being managed the way I'd like them to be. And in other words, they were just not doing what I had initially set out on the plan for them to do. And that's a big part of it. My 22 unit was the issue. There are difficulties with the property management, very high expenses, higher vacancy than I wanted, unfinished rehabs, things like that. So I turned my focus from acquiring properties to focus on those issues, and I'm glad I did. And the good news is, yeah, the property is actually at 100% right now. I don't expect it to stay that way forever, but it's at 100% occupancy, made some big leaps in some of the other areas as well. And I feel confident to be able to move ahead now. My Airbnb unit that you guys may, if you've been listening to this, that I sort of tested out has been working fantastic. I'm making double the rent for that unit than I would have if I had just had a conventional tenant. So I'm looking ahead to perhaps getting another unit in 2018 and moving forward with that. Well, anyway, let's move on to the strategic planning aspect. This is the part I want to address today about just collecting all your data in one place. So, what I'd recommend is getting prepared for your plan. I personally get a notebook. I really like notebooks. I like having it on my desk so I can reference it on a regular basis. And that's going to have my whole plan in it for 2018. I've got my 2017 right there sitting, staring at me right now here. So you start to put that together. But in the process, you're starting to get your ideas and put together your plan. I also have this big, large whiteboard, and I just jot down ideas or thoughts that come to mind that I may not have be working on specifically at that time, but it may be pertinent to the plan. So I'm jotting, you know, notes on there, things I want to check out. When you start drafting this plan, don't get hung up on how it looks. It's you know, it doesn't have to be a doctoral thesis. It really has to just work for you. So, you know, take your time, map it out. It'll refine over time. But the idea is to get your goals and objectives down on paper. Now, first, for you newbies out there that are, you know, just starting out and you know, you don't really have much of a, you know, you haven't purchased your first property yet. So you're looking back on 2017. The things that I would look back on if I were you is I'd really look at my personal finances, you know, really put together all of the data on your personal finances, your spending, what are your debts, obligations, what is your liquidity? You know, that's going to be an important factor in purchasing a new property. Are your emergency funds you have in hand? You know, if something went wrong, do you have 6 months reserve for yourself so that you can take care of your monthly expenses? Determine your net worth. And if you know, there's some great programs out there. There's some great online ones. There's some great apps. That is something that can be, you know, very, very helpful for you once you get a good picture of your net worth. And there's also worksheets online and spreadsheets that can help you also determine that. Look at your credit. How is it? It needs to be strong if you're going to go applying for mortgages and financing for your projects. So, you have to look at, is there debt you need to pay off or some negative things you have to remove off your credit report, things like that. What capital do you have to start your real estate investing? Do you have funds that you can take out that will not impact your reserves or the money that you need to have sitting there that you can draw upon? Or maybe you might look at a HELOC or, you know, an equity line of credit on your home, that type of thing. So look at those aspects. For those of you, the next stage would be people that are ready to go. Okay, you've spent all year, you're kind of like Dan, you know, where you were out there, you're collecting your data, you've been reading the books, listening to the podcast, attending the webinars, whatever it may be, you know, training, researching, you've been looking at properties already. Ask yourself what, you know, are you positioned? Have you made the steps that are necessary to get to where you want to get to? Are you attending REI meetings or other networking meetings with the real estate investors and people that can be instrumental to your real estate endeavors? Have you found a mentor, a real key one? Have you established an LLC or other entity that would be your protection for your family as you start to invest and start to buy new properties? Have you opened a business checking account? So, you know, those are some of the things for those that are a little bit further on, but they're ready to buy right now. And for the experienced investors, you know, it's kind of a whole bag of other things. You know, make sure you've carefully looked at your records and summary of pretty much everything that's happened during the year. Print out your financials, your profit and loss statements, balance sheets, rent rolls, all your income and expenses. You know, a lot of this you have to do for taxes anyway. So, you know, while you're compiling that for your taxes, you can be collecting that data for your planning. Look at any other pertinent activities. Look at your calendar too. You know, who have you met with? Who have you made contact with? Do you have a database for potential investors? Do you have a database of key contacts? How about brokers? You know, those kinds of things. Also look at how many hours per week you've spent on real estate investing, education, mentoring, research, attending seminars, what have you. That all can be a factor in your taxes as well, depending on how much time you put into that already. So you want to try to compile that. And that also includes things like your mileage, tracking your mileage for the year, how much have you spent in real estate investing related areas. You know, look at yourself as sort of a reporter here, digging for a story, you know, digging deep. And also look at what you've accomplished. You know, did you meet any of your goals for the year? If you had set up a plan in 2017, you know, it's time to look at and review your strategies, the things that you did, and to celebrate your successes and to learn from your failures. It's okay to pat yourself on the back for your wins. You know, write them down. If something worked well, make a note of it and refine it and make it even better for 2018. paint a good picture of how your year went and write notes for what you would do differently in the upcoming year to do it better. If you've not done anything yet but plan to get started 2018, well, now's the time to look ahead. Next week, I'm going to take a look at the details of writing your plan and what goes into a strategic plan. And you'll want to set the time aside to actually write your plan. I've sometimes made this into a very big event, too. This can be something that you can really, you know, take seriously. And if you and your spouse are both in this together, then, you know, schedule a weekend where you can go out and, like in the corporate world, we used to have these planning retreats and so forth. Well, have your own little planning retreat that you can go out there, you bring the whiteboard, you bring those paper, those big paper things that you can stick on the wall and write on and just start brainstorming and start working on the plan and outlining where you want to be, not just, you know, in the end of 2018, but, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, maybe the younger people out there, the 20 years from now. Those are good things to do. And then once you have that data, then you go to the next stage, which is planning. There's some great books out there that you also might want to take a look at. And all of these books are actually listed in our resources sections at olddogsreinetwork.com. And these are some of my favorites. And they help you in terms of looking at what steps you need to take as a real estate investor to achieve the goal that you've set out to achieve. So, and there's a lot of other technical things about how to invest as well in these books, but these are great resources, some of my favorites. The ABCs of Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy, The Unofficial Guide to Real Estate Investing by Martin Stone. Bigger Pockets is the Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing. That's a free book you can get. The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. Multifamily Millions by David Lindahl. And A Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings by Steve Burgess. These are all great, great books. A lot of these folks some of them have been guests already. We've got others that are going to be guests coming up here. So these are excellent resources that you should get your hands on too. Also, I'd recommend listening to some of our older episodes. Number 006, How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing, and number 010, On Setting Your Real Estate Investing Goals. Both are good primers before you write your plan. Okay, so that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links. Now, I've mentioned a lot of books here. I've also mentioned some podcasts. All those will be in the show notes, okay, which is at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And if you look in there under this show, you'll have all those links so you don't have to look them all up yourself or try to write these things I just said down really fast. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.